Billy joins us right now on the phone. He just got done on the field at PNC Park drinking this all in. Billy, as the ball left your bat and you're rounding the bases, grand slam Toledo, did you think that in, a matter of 16, 17, 18 hours, that you'd have a two-hit day in the big leagues with a couple of ribeye steaks?
Definitely not. That was not on my bingo card. It was, you know, at 11 p.m. at night, and at about 10:58, it was not even crossed my mind. So, good surprise, though. You know, I'm never going to be upset with that surprise.
All right, so the call comes in at what time, from who, what was said?
So it was Miggy, our AAA manager, you know, around 11-ish, and he says, you know, he likes to play games with guys when they get called up, and he said, hey, you hit a homer yesterday and today. You haven't had a day off. If you can guarantee me a homer tomorrow, I'll play you. If not, then I'm not going to play you. How does that sound? You know, and you're like, okay, well, what do I say? Of course I want to play. Guarantee a homer. You know, you hit your homers when you're not trying to. So I just said, well, how about you give me a chance? Maybe we'll see. And he said, okay, well, would you rather have that chance in Toledo or Pittsburgh? And that's when I knew. And he was like, yep, come back to the clubhouse and pack your stuff because you're going to the big leagues.
Very nice.
So that's how that went. And then, yeah, walk from the hotel to the locker room and pack everything up and Uber to the airport to pick up a rental car this morning and get here.
There you go. So this was after the game or during the game? Because obviously
this was after. Yeah, I was already at the hotel, had showered, had done all this stuff. Yeah, and so, you know, he didn't even call me into the office. I was hanging out in the hotel room, eating Papa John's, and that's it. You know, then I get the call, and then next thing you know, I'm right back in the locker room.
Papa John's, I suspect the, with no disrespect to Big Papa, the spread a little bit better this morning when you arrived at PNC Park and perhaps even postgame. Not even sure if you've had an opportunity to experience it, which I feel bad if I'm standing in the way of that. But nevertheless, the cuisine probably, you know, not exactly 40 grade. It's a little more closer to 70, 80 grade here.
Well, I'll tell you what, in Toledo, there's not a whole lot of options, so Papa John's is kind of at the top. And then you get here, and, you know, it definitely goes to the bottom. But I haven't got to experience it because it was, you know, such a time crunch. The nerves going, I didn't necessarily want to eat. So they hooked me up with a little peanut butter jelly sandwich when I got here and a drink. And that was all I had because, you know, not necessarily in the mood to eat a lot before your debut. So definitely going to eat a lot more tonight.
Yeah, and I don't want to stand in the way of many great steakhouse options that we have here in Pittsburgh. So by all means, if you need a recommendation, I'm happy to give it to you and your family, which is cool because they were able to get in. So you get off the phone. I'm assuming you call mom, dad, girlfriend, whomever. Walk me through that. And where were they coming from? We see them on television. So logistically, that's tough, the circumstances in which you were dealt for your debut, but it was able to, you know, you were able to have some people here. So where are they from? Yeah. Give me the logistics there.
Yeah, so I had seven people show up today. I have my mom and dad. They're from Colorado Springs. Wow. And then my grandpa and grandma, they're also from the Springs. And then my aunt and uncle, they live in Maryland. They were able to make it. And then one of my uncles from Arizona, he unfortunately didn't make the game because he lives too far away from Phoenix, you know, to get on a flight and drive to Phoenix and then get here and then drive. So he got in about 3:45, 4 o'clock, but he was able to get down on the field after the game with us. And then, you know, we'll get to catch up after and everything. Sure. But seven people, and, you know, kind of from all over, and my siblings, they're fortunately doing, you know, a lot of great things, so they weren't able to make it, but, you know, they all watched, and I'm going to give them a call tonight, and, you know, I can't wait to talk to them as well.
Billy Cook is on the line with us after he made his Major League debut, flashed the leather with some really good stuff, also had a two-hit day playing first base and hitting seventh, a two-run two-run hit in his very first at-bat. the double off of Patrick Corbin. So your parents pulled off Colorado Springs to Pittsburgh on what? I mean, they had to get the first flight out at like 5 a.m., right?
Yeah, I think it was a 6 a.m. flight.
Wow.
And then, you know, I think they got here at maybe 11:30.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had to cut it close because there's nothing direct, I would think.
Yeah, no, they definitely cut it close.
Man. All right, so where's dinner tonight?
I don't know. So my aunt that's here, when I was in Bowie, they lived right down the road, and we would go eat at different diners, you know, throughout the area, maybe once or twice a week when we were at home. And so I've always left her in charge of food. And so when she came out, I said, okay, awesome. I'm glad you're going to make it. I'm going to leave you in charge of food for after the game so I don't have to worry about it. So I think we're going Italian tonight, and then I got the rest of my dad's family coming in tomorrow. I think that's when we're going to go a little more with the steak, you know, upend restaurant.
All right, you got plenty of good options, and I'm sure you've heard of Primanti's. It's the touristy thing to do, but the North Shore Tavern's great there across the way with the steak on a stone. You got plenty of options all around the ballpark, Billy. Well, final thing for you here, man, because I don't want to keep you from your family from enjoying this night, but how juiced were you to get to the Pirates organization? Obviously, the Orioles, they do a terrific job player development-wise. It's deep, it's rich, maybe sometimes to a detriment there. And there was an obvious need and a pathway forward here. So I'm assuming you're fired up for such an opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was always told, hey, you never know what your path is going to be. Everyone's is different. And, you know, control what you can. And don't worry about things that you can't control. So, you know, just got drafted by a great org with the Orioles. You know, they took me as a senior in that 21 draft, which I'm thankful for. And, you know, they did a great job developing and came into this year not knowing what was going to happen because we just had that great year last year with the playoffs and everything. So kind of took the stance of, look, I'm just going to do my best, and whatever happens, happens. And it just so happened that the trade, you know, was part of my path that got me here, and I'm really thankful for it. I won't trade it because, you know, like you said, the development over there is very good, and that's the reason that the big league team has success. But coming over to the Pirates, I kind of see that similar kind of pathway with development and everything. With the younger players coming up as the O's when I was first drafted. So there's a lot to be excited about here as well. And I think the fans should be excited about that too.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. Billy Cook, congratulations, man, on a great debut. I'm not sure you could have scripted it any better. You've got a story, that's for sure, these last 19 hours, and we appreciate you taking some time, allowing us to be part of it and sharing it with us. And, hey, many more of these conversations down the road. Usually it's after you had a good night when you and I are talking.
Right, that sounds awesome.
All right, Billy Cook, good stuff. Congratulations, and awesome that his family from Colorado Springs, mainly mom and dad, were able to, after he finds out late last night that he's getting the promotion, and thank goodness he was in Toledo, Ohio, he was able to rent a car, get out first thing in the morning, but the parents able to pull it off, as we know, some frustration at the airport. There's not much in the way of direct flights nowadays, and they pulled it off, and good to hear that the uncle made it all the way from Arizona to at least make dinner, so classic, quintessential, awesome moment that will be forever remembered, the 7th and 8th of September 2024 for the Cook family.